The Huskers Radio Network Broadcast Center is sponsored by Acres, the Midwest premier John Deere dealer, supplying the equipment and service to advance agriculture and much more. Acres, solutions for every field. Sports Nightly rolls right along here on a Tuesday night, a best of show as we listen back to the Crown title game featuring Nebraska and UCF back on April 6th. With 11 minutes remaining in the game, the Huskers and Knights are tied at 52. Back to Vegas now. Here again are Kent Pavelka and Jake Mielheisen.
The momentum completely shifted in the favor of Nebraska. The crowd here at T-Mobile Arena, they're on their feet, they're making noise, and this is a fun atmosphere here in Las Vegas.
We had a very loud crowd Go Big Red chant going during that commercial break, which you could have heard it here. This is a road game, and it sounded like, a little bit like PBA, not exactly like PBA with 15,000 in it, but this is a Nebraska crowd. In the inbounds pass, UCF's got the ball. Huskers have tied it at 52. Dribble weave action. Darius Johnson has it. Swim move down left baseline. Pump fake on the left side of the floor. Mahowski. But Darius Johnson again intends on the shot clock. Casts up a three. Missed it short. Rebound. Issage in Nebraska has made up the 14 points and now has a chance to take the lead. Here's Williams across the timeline. One more point. He ties the all-time single season record. With it is Morgan holding it. Looking for cutters. Looking for action. Away from the ball, hands it off to Gary, who comes to it. Now to Williams, faces up against Mahowski. Turnaround, jump shot, no good. Rebound Mahowski, off the miss from Williams. So it is a tie game at 52, and UCF has the ball. Chance to take the lead. With the basketball is Dior Johnson, and we got a whistle and a foul.
And
Dior Johnson hit
down.
The deck.
Dior Johnson just fell down. Bryce barely touched him. That's a third foul now on Bryce Williams.
Thanks, DJ.
And that was a good, clean look by Bryce Williams. And it was right on line, just a little bit long. He saw Mahowski on him, posted him up, and just missed it a hair long.
Dior Johnson inbounds the ball to Benny Williams on the floor now at 6'10", 217, a senior post. With it is Johnson, Dior Johnson. Now the ball deflected into the hands of Gary. Turnover by Central Florida. Nebraska's got the ball. Williams across the timeline. Can the Huskers break the tie here? Williams to Morgan, and here's the two-handed flush. The dunk that puts Nebraska ahead. The first Amigos dunk of the game. The other way, they come down the floor. Inside, point blank, missing. Second chance, no good. And Hoiberg comes up with a loose ball, gives it off to Gary. Nebraska's taking the lead at 54-52. Now they go to work on the offensive end.
Same set.
Came down from 14 up to two. Here's a drive and another dunk. Back-to-back flushes. Two paws by Morgan. Assist by Williams. Nebraska's up by four. 56-52. With the basketball is Darius Johnson for Central Florida. Darius Johnson to Dior Johnson. Back to Darius Johnson. Whip pass, right corner. Ivy Curry, three ball, no. Rebound, fought for. Offensive board. Whistle and a foul on Morgan. He fouled Benny Williams, the big 6'10 substitute postman.
And now that's the third foul on Andrew Morgan, but he had back-to-back Amigos dunks in the same set two times in a row. He cleared out the entire left side, put Connor Asijan as a shooter in the corner, so they couldn't help. And Mustafa Cham, their shot blocker, was on the bench during those two segments. He's back in the game now, and now Berke Buchtengel back in the game because Andrew Morgan just picked up his third foul.
Inbounds pass back in the game is Chom, the big 7'2 postman out from underneath. All over him, draped over him is Buchtengel. Now comes back to Darius Johnson. Crossover dribble. Hoiberg stays with him. The kick out. Ivy's got it. Ivy Curry down inside. Lost the ball. Got it back. Reverse layup. Nope. That passes it off. And the point blank shot is no good by the big man Chom. And the rebound by Buchtengel. Nebraska with the ball up by four. What a comeback here with 8.5 to go. Here's Williams in the paint, threw it away, intended it for Buchtengel. Ill-advised pass in transition, layup, no good. Rebound, Buchtengel goes coast to coast. He was the intended target of the pass, got down the floor and got that defensive
rebound.
Great
hustle back, and that was Connor Asijan sprinting back, and he went straight up without fouling, and good hustle by everyone to get that defensive board.
Hoiberg with the basketball, right side, Buchtengel back to Hoiberg, comes right off the screen of Buchtengel. Hoiberg in the paint, Buchtengel gathers himself, throws it out on the wing, Williams gathers it, Williams on the floor with it, jump, a pump fake, the jab step, and the drive, and the turnaround jump shot up, and it's no good, and the rebound taken down by Central Florida.
Tough shot there by Bryce, but late in the shot clock was forced to take it.
Darius Johnson with the ball and a whistle, and again, D.J. Karstensen, did he call a foul or
called
a timeout?
Called a foul on Bearcat. That's the fourth team foul on Nebraska. Three fouls on UCF. UCF has not scored in just over 4 minutes. Nebraska on a 21-3 run to get the four-point lead, 56-52 here in Las Vegas.
A good stretch for the Big Red. We'll see if they can continue to take control when this best of edition of Sports Nightly resumes right after this.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.